Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
When do you work?
Monday to Friday.
5 days a week.
9 to 5.
Okay, second question.
Is it Tuesday or Wednesday?
It's Wednesday morning.
It doesn't feel like a Wednesday.
You know what you have to do.
I'm going
to
call Wednesday hump day.
Come on, you could do it.
It's hump day.
Come on, it's
showtime.
We're looking
showtime.
At sunny skies again today.
Yeah, wait, what? Okay, there we go.
A lot of stuff going on this morning.
Yes, so.
It is Wednesday morning, 6:06, Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our producer, Morty, kicking off a brand new work day, middle of the work week.
I know, it is so middle of the work week. Everybody was trying to, happy hump day, oh, whatever. It's just Wednesday. Actually,
that's it.
You know what? It's all caps of Wednesday. There you go. Is that better?
Maybe. I don't know.
More enthusiasm, Carla.
Bam.
Oh, man.
All right. Yeah. Middle of the work week and looking forward to a beautiful day, except for a little bit of wind.
Mm-hmm.
And then tomorrow, all of a sudden, winter's here.
Take your shorts off, people. Put those pants on. Jeez. I meant replace them. Yeah.
Yes. Sunshine, windy today. High of 89. Then tomorrow, sunny, windy, colder. High of only 68.
Yeah. You know, we were talking earlier about something. I am going to have to pull out my bullet bra, Mike. It's what I'm going to have to do to, perhaps cover up the fact that I'm chilly. The old bullet bra.
Yeah.
It's, what is that all about?
The 4 or 5 snapper in
yes,
the back.
That's right. Just... That's exactly it.
Oh, my God. You know, as a little boy, when I would go downstairs and around our laundry area, my mother, I'm sure like a lot of moms, would hang up there.
Yeah, to hang the bra.
Brassieres.
Yes, you don't dry bras.
And it was just, as a little kid, I don't need to see that.
Yeah. Ew! Was that really just like this horrible thing when little boys saw bras?
Yes.
Oh, that's so funny.
And you
knew
it was your mom's.
Yeah. Well, that's your mom wears a bra.
And it just looked bulletproof or something. It was big.
They were like kind of in the 60s, 70s, really pointy.
Yes.
I don't know what that was about.
I don't know either.
The Janet Leigh bras. Yes.
Which, by the way, was so hot and psycho. Sorry. You know, for the longest time, I never even saw the end of that movie.
Watch the beginning?
I just watched the beginning, and that was it.
Oh, man, that is
There was
too
a detective?
Funny. Yeah. What do you mean his grandmother or his mother was his mother? I didn't even know he had it. Wait, what? Who are we talking about here?
We just watched the first 20 minutes, and that was it.
That's hilarious.
Only 68 outside right now. Carla will have her first take of some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Well, people are still mad at, of all people, Ellen DeGeneres. I'll fill you in on how that
More happens. On that and some other stories. It's so bizarre. Billy Joel, Only the Good Die Young.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Sponsored by the Kane County Office of Tourism. Plan your adventure to Kanab at visitsouthernutah.com. So, people mad at Ellen DeGeneres. So you probably saw the picture. She was sitting with George W. Bush at the Dallas Cowboys game over the weekend. And people think she should apologize. He doesn't like gay people. I don't know that that was the case. He may have voted against some things that affected people who are gay. But she said, I'm friends with a lot of people who don't share the same beliefs that I have.
Yeah.
It's okay. We're all different. And that is very, very true. Oftentimes you can be friends with someone who has a different view on things.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention, I think George W. now is like, I don't, whatever. I am not president anymore. Thank the good Lord.
Right.
I'm not president anymore.
Just at a football game.
Yeah, I noticed he's lost a lot of hair. It's really thinned over the years.
Normally you do that while you're in the White House.
And I think he did. Remember President Obama went from, black hair to white?
Yeah.
Jeez. Courtney Love, nobody may care about this. I care about this. She shared a photo of, it looked like the band, the whole band whole, rehearsing.
Uh-oh.
And she tweeted and said a few things on Instagram. Who's Rusty, ladies? And she said, just finding our way through songs and some riffs, seeing, what's what, working some things out. So it sounds like they may be rehearsing. There's been talk of a whole reunion tour. And a reporter actually said, looks good, ladies. Any good shows? She responded with, it's Courtney Love, so too black. black heart emojis.
Oh.
Not red ones, black ones.
Okay.
And Wendy Williams yesterday doing her talk show, just tootling along, and someone's cell phone rang. She wasn't real happy.
She probably didn't. Somebody's phone on.
Yeah.
Get out. Get out. Let's turn that phone off now. Sir, ma'am, whoever you are, kindly, the tickets are free, but when you come here, you must turn your phones off. I was being overdramatic, but kindly please turn your phone off. Thank you.
You know, the places that phones ring, and I would think maybe you're going into a show, shut your phone off, people. A little tip for you, okay?
I've gotten to the point where I don't even take my phone anymore.
Well, you know what? Just so you know, I forgot mine coming in today. Almost at work, it was like, oh, man. And I had to go back and get my phone.
You actually went back.
I did, because I just knew, because sometimes people will send messages, you know, with regards to what we're talking about.
Right.
On my phone. And so, yeah, so I had to go back.
All right. Well, just be careful where you take your phone.
Well, turn it off at Wendy Williams' show.
10K payday Jeez. Contest going on. Latest winner, Greg Hales got the call. Find out he won $1,000.
Oh, my gosh. That is unbelievable. Unbelievable. You guys are the best.
Yeah. Somebody's at work, I think.
I know.
Quiet, so.
Unbelievable.
Your next chance to win and qualify for that $10,000. Coming up, 8 o'clock, we'll have a new code word for you. Don't forget, final few days to play. Monday morning in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll announce the $10,000 winner. You know, getting back to the Wendy Williams show and the phone going off in the yes. audience, I didn't yeah. know that. Well, it's just common sense, right, if you're in a show.
Well, yeah, you should. I'm trying to think of where I was recently that I always make sure that my phone is off or even in silent mode, you know. Just make sure it is.
I mean, anytime you go to a show here in Vegas, they want your phone off.
Yes. Yes.
Or on vibrate.
Exactly.
Don't even answer your phone. Don't bring your phone.
No.
But when's the last time your phone went off in an awkward situation? Or maybe somebody else's phone.
Yeah.
Went off and it had one of those obnoxious ringtones.
It, you know, when you're in a weird place, all of them are obnoxious. I hate when my phone rings if I'm in a bathroom stall.
That's when you're supposed to answer it. Hello?
Yeah, I know. Mine rang the other day in the bathroom here. Now our door's closed, and you know, but still, I brought it in with me. I put it on the, you know, there's the counter. We have a counter in ours, kind of. And I put it up there, and it rang. And it was one of my friends calling, and it's a specific ring. It's like, oh, dear God. And I'm sitting on the toilet.
Right.
And it's up on the vanity. It's like, well, I can't.
And, of course, the person at the other end can hear the echo.
Yeah,
and they automatically know you're
it's
in the bathroom. Has it happened to you?
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Good personality with some good music also.
That's what I like on the radio in the morning.
All right.
96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, we're talking about the most awkward place your ringtone, your odd ringtone has ever gone off. You know, maybe you're in church, at the library.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Oh, Mike. Oh, some of these people. Now, Mary wrote in and said, well, you wouldn't believe how many phones ring during Mass on Sunday. Somebody else wrote in, this is terrible. So picture this. She said, I was in high school. We had a Holocaust survivor come in speaking, telling us about escaping Germany, you know, during the Holocaust. Everything got really emotional. People were very, very quiet until someone's phone went off. I love big booty bitches. That was the ringtone that was playing.
Wow.
While this Holocaust survivor was speaking. Oh, God, people. Tacky, tacky, tacky. Well, somebody just mentioned, you know what? Sometimes, thank God, we have those ringtones and cell phones now. Because the one time I forgot my phone, I mentioned I forgot my phone this morning, had a tire blowout. No phones. There are no pay phones anymore.
No.
None of those. So if your tire blows out, too bad.
Carol, what happened to you?
So we were at church. So the lady is up in the front, you know, and her phone goes off. And it's like, Mom, Mommy, Mom. Mommy, it's your child. Pick up. It's your child calling. Pick up. And this was going on. She could not get to the bottom of her thing to get her phone, and then it fell in her hand.
Wow.
And then it says, are you going to answer, Mommy?
Oh, it just kept going.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it just keeps going on.
Sorry, that was my kid. Like, yeah, we got that.
Yeah.
That was her ringtone?
Mommy, it's a child calling. Mom, pick up. Are you going to pick up at the end? I'm like, oh, my God.
That's hilarious. It sounds like it was Stewie from Family Guy. Yeah. Mom. That's why sometimes, and it's so embarrassing, too, if your phone goes off like that. It really
especially
is.
Especially real loud.
Yes.
And it's that obnoxious ringtone.
Oh, God, yeah, the one that you forgot to change.
Mm-hmm. Barb, what happened to you?
I'm in the military, and we were having what's called a commander's call, which is where your, like, big boss is up talking in front of you. Mm-hmm. And they're up there talking, and it's dead quiet in there because you're not supposed to talk when the commander's talking. And all of a sudden, somebody's phone rings, and not only does it ring, it rings to the tune of Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a guy, by the way. Top it off to make it even funnier. But he took his phone out of his pocket and opened it because it was a flip phone. And this just happened like a year or two ago. So he has a flip phone. He opened it and shut it and then turned it off. And then the commander kind of giggled and continued.
I think that's the most embarrassing thing is that he has a flip phone that's playing Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy. Jeez.
From last hour, a carryover. Sam's on the phone. Sam, what happened to you?
I took my daughter to the gynecologist so she can get her birth control pills, you know? So she was like 16. And it was a Saturday morning, and the place was really, really quiet. And I had pregnant women in there and everything. And my phone went off. And at the time, my ringtone was, I'm so horny, I'm so horny. Me love you long time.
Oh, my God.
And everybody heard that. My wife started slapping my hip. My daughter was totally embarrassed. And it was hilarious.
Oh, says you.
Yeah.
The only Sam, were you the only guy in there, too?
Yes. It was Saturday morning, yes.
Good for you, though, for taking your daughter, the both of you.
Yes.
You know, that's cool.
Oh, Sam, have a great day.
Thank you very much.
Because the daughter wasn't embarrassed enough with dad sitting there.
Exactly. Well, Michelle, listen to this, says, went to the funeral of my brother-in-law. His mom got up to speak, and as soon as she said the name, my other brother-in-law's phone went off with, all right, all right, all right, Matthew McConaughey. Scary thing was, he had his phone turned off, and it was the ringtone for the deceased brother.
Ooh.
Oh, see, I don't like stuff like that at all. I do not like stuff like that at all. Somebody else, she said, I was in the restroom. I had a big meeting. I'm a realtor. Had a big meeting with a client. Went into the restroom. Client came in, somebody whose house we were selling.
Yeah.
And sure enough, there goes my phone with my husband, the ringtone for my husband, which is basically, hey, baby, what time you coming home? And it just repeats that and repeats that.
It just keeps going off. Oh, boy. Yeah, turn your phones off.
Oh,
or put them on vibrate or something.
People.
Very awkward. All right, a few things we think you should know. We'll do that after Human League. Don't you want me?
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, this is great. A Cincinnati Bengals fan is camping out in a tent on the roof of his restaurant until his team wins a game. He's just going to sit there.
Oh, boy.
Now, he could be on top of his Hog Rock Cafe until December. You just never know. But the tent doesn't have a bathroom, but he does have food and drink. But he says, you know what? If this is what it's going to take for them to win a game, he's going to do it. I don't know that they're going to win a game because of that, but
well, I definitely
see.
Would have looked at the schedule first before doing it because,
yep, exactly.
I don't know who they play next or even after that game, but he might be up there for a while.
Oh, man. If you're wondering who has the most sex, farmers say they have more sex than anyone else in any other job. Apparently, when you're done plowing, you want to keep plowing. one in three say they have sex daily. Now the the top six jobs that report having the most sex: farmers, architects, hairdressers, people in advertising, lawyers, and teachers.
No.
Nah, yes, yes. They didn't release the bottom five list, but no joke, the last place job, journalists, they have the least sex of all.
Uh-oh. Hold on, my phone's going off.
Oh, jeez.
I think it's Sam.
You gotta shut that off. The air. Jeez, Mike, will you stop? So horny.
Okay,
we love
turn
you
it off.
Long time. Jeez, Sam. Dude. And listen to this. So Starbucks, they have that secret menu.
Yeah.
Well, they have a friend's secret menu. And just an example, the smelly cat. That's vanilla bean frappuccino with coconut milk, guava juice, and dragon fruit. Joey is a pumpkin spice frappuccino.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the Ross is?
I can only imagine.
It's a flat white. Truly, yay. It's a flat white.
Perfect.
Was he the least favorite character? I mean, I liked him like the first season, I think. You know, we got... But was he probably...
Probably. For me, it just seemed like whiny and...
Yeah. Yeah.
And he ended up with Rachel? It's like,
oh,
really?
Come on. Yeah, wait, I know. Yeah. Oh, wait. Oh, spoiler alert. Morty hasn't seen.
Oh.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, man.
Wait, whoa.
Well, isn't there like a 5-year grace period?
Yeah, I know.
Where if you don't see it within five years.
Like 15?
Oh, okay. Okay. Sorry about that, Morty.
Oh, no.
I forgot. Well, it's over now.
They're a bunch of friends, so one of them's going to hook up eventually.
By the way, they were on a break.
They were on a break. Yeah. Okay. Wow.
Didn't
spoiler.
Mean to. Spoil
everybody
it for Morty.
Keep your friend spoilers to yourself. Morty's only seen season one. It is Wednesday. Just a few things you should know.
Carla, off the air, you were saying today is what? What's today?
It's moldy cheese day.
Moldy cheese day.
Moldy cheese day today.
Which, Morty, and you, I think you... You said it. Isn't cheese just
mold?
It's mold.
Yeah,
it is mold. But when you have mold on cheese, when you have mold on mold, you know.
Well, I cut that little green piece off and keep chopping.
Okay.
A lot of people don't have a problem eating stuff maybe a couple of days past the expiration date or something like that.
Yeah.
Morning, what was the story you were telling us a couple of days ago about your mom?
I bought little steak filet mignons wrapped in bacon.
Okay.
And I had it in the refrigerator, and it was like two or three days past the use-by date, not sell date.
Yeah, right. Bye-bye.
And my mom came to visit, and she's like, oh, I'm going to cook these up. I'm like, they're old. Throw it out. She goes, no, they're still good.
We'll cook it up, and everything will be fine.
Yeah, and I looked at it, and I'm like, it's not red anymore. It's got a little kind of brown.
Yeah, when you get that brown tint.
But she goes, no, I'll cook it. I'm like, well, have at it.
Did she ate it?
Oh, yeah.
Did you eat it?
No.
No, yes, exactly.
No.
What is your expiration threshold?
Yeah.
702-739-9636. When it comes to food, stuff like that?
Yeah.
What is your expiration threshold? You can text or call. It's Bubba It, Margaritaville.
Wakes me up the right way.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So we're talking about your threshold for expiration dates. Morty gets a little paranoid. Our producer Morty gets paranoid if it's even approaching the expiration date.
Mm-hmm.
You'll toss food out.
Yeah.
If it looks a little gamey, but it's not expired.
If it looks a little gamey.
Well, I think that's a good...
When red meat is not red anymore, maybe it's time to throw it out.
But if you cook it, doesn't that take care of everything?
Not the smell.
Well, no, yeah.
Okay. Like, Morty's going to throw out a perfectly good salmon.
Yeah. Oh, I would.
Well, no, that's fish.
Fish is, fish smells bad to begin with.
Yeah.
And it's funny because you can't always tell when fish, if it's bad, until you start cooking it. Yeah. Oh, what an awful smell.
The expiration date was yesterday and it's still in my fridge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, this is funny. Walter says, moldy cheese? I'm from Wisconsin. We say mold makes it better. So, I don't know. But a lot of people are saying either the expiration date or the smell, whichever comes first.
That's regarding cheese.
Yeah, regarding cheese, milk. Most people will go only till the expiration date with milk. That is it. Now, Tom, whatever. He says the use-by date is a suggestion, and it's written by the people who want to sell you new food.
Oh.
Mold on cheese, just break out the potato peeler, Mike O'Brien.
Thank you.
Yeah, seafood? No. The thing is, I don't know. If you tell me it's going to be bad, then it's going to be bad. I ate a cracker just recently. I had like saltines. My stomach was bothering me.
Oh boy.
And they'd been in there a little while. So I took a bite. It was like, it tasted like the cardboard. They just were stale. And so things do go bad.
Jody brings that up when if there's chips in the house.
Oh, yeah.
And she goes, Mike, those are old and they're stale. Like, yeah, they're chips. I'm eating a hot dog with them. They're going to cover them.
That expired 3 weeks ago. Why are you eating them?
Exactly. I will say here they last a little longer.
Right.
Yes.
When stuff gets stale, it just tastes bad. But fish and milk, man, food poisoning is not fun.
No.
No.
And what happened to you?
I ate a year and a half old mayonnaise.
Oh.
I didn't know until like a couple of years ago that condiments have expired dates. Like
yes.
Mayonnaise, ketchup, mustard.
Yes.
The so on. And my friend was like, you know that has expiration dates. I was like, no, didn't know that.
Wow.
And you lived to tell? Oh, that's disgusting.
And it's mayonnaise on top of that.
Oh, my God. I think I'm going to
You know, my daughter found a jar of peanut butter, and she goes, Dad, this peanut butter expired like a year ago or something like that. And I never thought peanut butter for, I don't know why. I just never thought peanut butter.
And peanut butter like starts separating because it's an oil and it starts separating.
Now there has been a jelly jar in our fridge or my fridge before Jody moved in.
Okay.
Before we got married. Like it was different colors. But I just stirred it up. I thought it was just.
God.
I'm still here.
Oh my God.
Is it strawberry or grape?
Yeah.
It's both.
Oh, my God.
Frank's on the phone. Frank, what's up?
So we go to a lot of estate sales and resell on eBay, and I came across a 1970s MRE, a military food ration.
Yeah.
And when I got it home, inside it was a can of peanut butter.
Yes.
And a sleeve of crackers.
There you go.
On a dare for my son.
Uh-oh.
I opened up the peanut butter and actually spread some on a cracker and ate it. And it really wasn't all that bad for several decades old.
Thank you.
Yeah. Of course, those are MREs, and those are made a different way. Yeah. Those are like, aren't they?
You're basically just eating preservatives.
Yes,
you're not
that's
eating
exactly.
Blah, blah,
that's
blah,
exactly
blah, blah. Tomato, tomato.
Everybody's got their own shelf life, though. You know, when you can go over, like, I know a lot of people with milk. They'll go a day or two.
Take a whiff and go.
Yes,
not bad.
I can't. I won't use milk like a day before the date. I won't.
Jody is the same.
Yeah,
way.
It just
she
seems
will pour
gross.
Out a whole gallon of milk.
Ugh.
And I go, what are you doing?
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah. Well, it's not really bad.
Red alert.
Red alert.
The
red
word
alert.
Is miss. Miss. M-I-S-S. Not your fault. My fault. Sorry about that. Miss. Okay. So you still have time.
Yes, you do.
You still have until 8:15 to text the word to 45911 or enter it through the website or brand new or free KKLZ app. The word miss, M-I-S-S. It's only about 8:08. By the way, one text that we got from last hour talking about the expiration dates on food.
Oh, hold on here.
That he's driving home.
Yes, Mike actually said, congratulations, morning show. You succeeded in totally grossing me out. I'm going home and throwing everything in my refrigerator out.
You're welcome.
I know.
Clean refrigerator.
Yeah.
Clean life.
Yes.
Start right. all over again.
Ooh.
Sunshine, windy today. A little cool tomorrow. High today, 89. 68 the high tomorrow. Only about 69 now. Carla, we'll have another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Well, Elton John is spilling some beans on Rod Stewart.
Get to that plus some other stories after Aerosmith.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Hulk Hogan is 66 years old. He says he wants one more match in the WWE.
Yeah.
Yeah. At WrestleMania, he says. Wow, Hulk, is that really what you want to do?
That's how you want to go
66?
Out.
66? Go buy a kayak or something. Jeez, dude.
I remember seeing him at the Showboat.
Uh-huh.
And for those people that have been here a long time still listening, the boat, of course, out on, Boulder Highway.
Yep.
And they had wrestling at the boat. And he wrestled there one time.
He was there for, okay. So that had to
be
what?
The biggest,
30 years ago?
The early 80s.
Oh, okay. Even early, longer. Jeez. Okay.
Early 80s.
Wow.
Biggest man I had ever seen. He was huge.
Jeez. Wow.
Huge.
Wow.
And he still is, but yeah, at 66, how much more can you move?
Yeah, I mean, he was, you know, 30 years old then. 30, you know, early 30s. Wow. In his new memoir, Me, Elton John, Elton writes that Rod Stewart used to dump women by leaving a plane ticket on their bed.
Oh.
Now, I kind of wish I would have dated Rod Stewart. He says Rod occasionally let girls know he'd finished with them by just leaving a plane ticket on the bed. So he wasn't going to win any awards for chivalry, that's for sure. No.
But the reward miles.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
That he would build up.
You know what, if you hooked up with Rod a couple of times, I mean, geez, you kidding me? I can. Where can I go now?
Flying free.
Yeah, I know. I can go to where? Paducah? This is great.
Or he is. Yes. I don't know who gets him.
Wow.
Officially.
And Rob Gronkowski has joined Fox Sports as an analyst. I don't know why. Makes me laugh. He'll make his debut tomorrow night during the pregame for the Patriots-Giants game. Apparently, there is no show called Shotgun and Beer with the Stars. So he's going to just do
settle
that.
Settle for that.
Gronk. So, sure. And by the way, today would have been John Lennon's 79th birthday. You believe that?
Wow.
John Lennon. He was, I think he was the, I think he was the old one in the bunch, because Paul McCartney is 77. So,
and
yeah,
if you've seen the movie yesterday,
it's really good. Yeah,
there
really
is a very cool part in that movie. Yeah. I don't want to spoil it for Morty.
No,
I've already seen it.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah, he saw it.
Oh.
You just can't spoil Friends for Morty.
Okay,
he has
sorry.
Not
yeah,
seen but one season.
The other Beatles.
Yes, that's right. The other Fab Four.
He's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, very poignant moment in the movie with John Lennon. So, all right. Oh, did I say too much? Sorry about that.
Yes.
Comedian, actor Sebastian Maniscalco coming back to Vegas. We always love it.
Yeah, we do.
Him on the phone, talking to him, catching up with him. So we spent some time with him. We're going to share some of that conversation with you in the next 10, 15 minutes. The entire conversation already on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page, which you can access right through our website at 96.3kklz.com. Carla, we love it when this guy checks in with us.
We do.
He's an actor, he's a comedian, and he's back in Vegas over at the Wynn this weekend. It's Sebastian Maniscalco on the phone, and we asked him about, you know, he has kids now.
Yes, he does.
And we asked him what it's like for a big celebrity like him to go and drop off kids at school or even pick them up.
No one cares about anything other than dropping their kid off, and the way they're speeding away from the school, you would think they're not coming back for these kids.
I don't know how many people know what it's like anymore to pick up your kids or drop your kids off at school.
There are cones, there are
lanes, there's traffic, people are backed up.
Yeah, I mean, I remember first of all, there was no pickup at my school. You walked.
Yeah.
And secondly, when I was growing up, I just remember my mother in the middle of the lawn waving her hand that she was there to pick me up. And then, you know, she got me and then we walked to the parked car. Now you're right. It's like a system. They're bringing in people from the airport to bring people in. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I'm surprised they don't have drones picking these kids up.
Yeah, I know.
And dropping them off in areas. Does no one walk to school anymore? What is this?
And hey, listen, that's probably the day and age that we're living in. You know, now the kid walks to school and, you know, he's confronted with a variety of different things. Back then, I lived, two, three blocks away, walked to school, and walked home. I mean, there was no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Yeah.
My dad wasn't going to pick me up. First of all, my dad didn't even know where the school was.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
A different time.
Yes, it was. He is great.
Oh, he's so funny.
What a good guy. And he's in that movie, The Irishman.
Yeah.
He was in the Academy Award-winning movie, The Green Book.
Yeah, he's got some credits under his belt.
And he's doing comedy still, stand-up, over at The Wynn this weekend. Go check him out. The entire visit, by the way, with Sebastian on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. All right, those tickets for Fleetwood Mac, win them before you could buy them. We have those to give away, and you know what? Being Wednesday, it'll be another segment of Kazookie Oogie Wednesday.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
It helps us start the day with warmth and vigor.
96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, we have these Fleetwood Mac tickets to give away before you could even buy them. They're going to come back to Vegas, wrap things up. Tickets don't go on sale until Friday, but you have a chance to win it before you can buy them. I don't even know how we topped last week's Kazuki Oki with sticks, but we're going to try.
Yeah.
So your chance to win tickets for Fleetwood Mac with another segment of Kazuki Oki Wednesday. USC marching band. All right, if you can identify that song by title, and why couldn't you?
No, exactly. Uh-huh. Exactly.
We're going to get through news and weather. Phone lines are on hold right now. After that, take them off hold. Look for caller number 9. If you can identify that song from Fleetwood Mac that we're playing on our kazoos by title, good luck. Giving you a chance to win those tickets before you could even buy them. Fleetwood Mac. It's another segment of Kazuki Oki Wednesday. Dan, go ahead. Give it a shot. What's the name of the song?
The Chain.
Good job.
Of course.
You guys did an awesome job.
Well, thank you,
Dan. You know, one of our listeners said it was better than last week. Another one said, I didn't think it was ever going to end. So, thank you.
I'll be honest.
You guys did a great job.
I didn't think so either. But the important thing is you got the tickets, Dan. You're going to see Fleetwood Mac, their final show of their 2018-2019 worldwide tour, Saturday, November 16th, T-Mobile Arena. Tickets from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet.
Thank you.
Dan, hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. The latest winner in the 10K payday contest, Tom Ferguson got the call from the Beasley banker, found out he won $1,000.
Oh, my God, man. Freaking awesome. Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
And as they usually do, the banker wants to know what you're going to do with the money.
I'm probably going to pay a bill with half of it, and I'm going to party with the rest.
Yeah, that's that's quite a bit.
Pay some, party some.
500 goes to bills. $500 will go to the party.
Okay,
so.
Nice party.
Your next chance to score the cash in the 10K payday contest. Qualify for the $10,000 grand prize less than an hour from now with Wendy Rush. 10 o'clock, she'll have a new code word for you, so make sure you're listening for that. Weird, wild, wacky news.
Yes.
Love it. It's the other news after Murray Head, One Night in Bangkok.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news that we think you should be aware of. This woman, Carla, listen to this. A woman just tweeted a video when TSA stopped her at an airport because she had 20 bags of flaming hot Cheetos in her carry-on.
Oh, okay. All right.
They were for friends. She was visiting in South Korea, but TSA thought it was a little suspicious.
Oh, jeez.
So they inspected all the bags and said, wow, there are 20 bags of flaming hot Cheetos. Put clips on them. And then,
oh, geez. Yeah. Oh,
you can go through now.
All right. Well, yeah. I bet they kept some.
Flaming hot Cheetos.
I bet you they kept some.
We need to destroy these.
Yeah, that's right.
Woman in Arkansas got pulled over for an expired registration last month, but the cop noticed a small white bow in her hair. Realized it was a bag of meth with a rubber band around it.
Okay. How clever. Very clever.
I would give that to you.
Yeah, I know.
That is such a cute bow.
Honey, that's adorable. Uh-huh. You have to come with me, but that is cute.
Yeah.
It's adorable.
Turn around. I got to handcuff you. But that is so cute.
Oh, boy. Well, Mike, a professor from Drexel University blew $200,000 in federal research money at a gentleman's club in Philadelphia.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Prosecutors settled with the university on Monday to avoid a potential lawsuit from the Justice Department. Now, Drexel paid $190,000. Professor Nwankpa, they spent the funds over...
Nwankpa.
Yeah, he spent the funds over just a few years.
Wow.
And, yeah, he just wanted to go out and have some fun, and the money was available. So why not? I know it's research money, but whatever.
They're not going to miss.
Yeah.
Who's going to ask me for the data?
It's a big deal. Yeah. Jeez, I can make stuff up. Not a big deal. Well, there's the little girl with the meth bow. Mm-hmm. And then in Florida, police arrested a 34-year-old woman who was riding a bike with a crack pipe in her butt.
Oh, no.
Yes.
That can't be comfortable.
No, it can't be comfortable.
Are you serious?
I'm totally serious.
Oh,
she was
dear.
Immediately arrested and hired by Cirque du Soleil. Oh, honey, you are good. You want to work in Ka? Huh? We'll put you up there. You got skills, girl. You got mad skills.
Yeah.
You know what? If you can ride a bike with one of those there.
Yeah.
You know?
Or anything for that matter.
Exactly. Grab a satin rope and start twirling, honey. You've got mad skills.
You are on in 15.
Oh, man. Jump in the water. Put you in O. I don't care. It is Wednesday. That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
It's just a nice story when a group of all 10-year-olds, young pals... They learned that a 97-year-old woman was missing in their own neighborhood. They kind of had seen her, you know, when family was out with her and so forth. She was gone. She was missing. Nobody knew where she was. They decided they'd be the ones to help find her. Police in Roseville, California, this is actually just right outside of Sacramento, shared on Facebook Monday, this was this past Monday, that a woman had wandered away from her care facility in their neighborhood and asked people nearby to be on the lookout. Well, a big search party formed, including these 5 10-year-olds. They said, you know what? We can make a difference just as much as old people can, like our parents.
Yeah.
She told the news. Mm-hmm. And after hours of searching, they searched pretty much all day for this woman. They finally spotted her. She was wandering, and nobody could find her wandering, but kind of hidden. And they found her. She was safe. They called police. Dispatchers were a little surprised to hear a 10-year-old on the other end saying, hey, we found her, found the person you were looking for. And Officer Rob Barcara is his name, praised these little kids and suggested they call the police department in about 8-10 years. And maybe they can work something out. Like maybe we can hire them.
Uh-huh. As a search party.
Persistent. That's right. Persistent.
Well, boy. See, little
good
kids. I know a lot of people know little kids. You know, they're on bikes. They're stingrays.
Yes. Yeah.
And then they got their own form of communication.
Yeah. Go ahead, Mike. Yes, that's right. That's right.
I know, Morty, you're looking at me like, what?
That was the way Mike communicated with his friends.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, mine was always... Mine was a whistle. So
yeah, nobody could whistle in my group.
Nobody could whistle in mine either. That's why they knew it was me.
But I'm sure when they one of them found the woman, they go, oh,
there. What is that?
And then of course somebody fires back.
Yeah.
And then there you go. That's a great story.
I know. I like it. It's very Sandlot.
Yeah.
It's very Sandlot-y.
It is. And we always tell people, if you have a feel-good story, man, we want to hear about it.
Yes, yes.
Simply submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. All right. We're getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon, sponsored by Insperity for employee benefits and full-service HR support. Visit Insperity.com. Recapping the show. Phones going off in the most awkward times. And they always have those ringtones, you know, that are a little bit embarrassing. Oh, my gosh. We'll turn that off. Okay. That was one. Expiration dates on foods.
Well, A lot of people said that you're just gross, Mike. It was the jelly story that that got them.
Where it was different colors.
Different colors, just mixed it up.
It was fine. Just more peanut butter, please. And thanks to Sebastian Maniscalco. Shared some of our conversation with him. If you want to hear the entire visit, go to our Mike and Carla Morning Show page. He is going to be back in town this over weekend. At the Wynn this weekend. It's at 96.3kklz.com. So otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, and of course, as we always say, be kind to each other.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.